The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Peter came and said to Jesus, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, Not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, Pay what you owe. Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, Have patience with me, and I will pay you. But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you? And in anger, his lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Don't you just love these feel-good gospel lessons? Torture, slaves. Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus said, not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. This is another one of those Bible passages that makes me feel slightly panicky. When I hear Jesus tell Peter that we are called to forgive not just seven times, but 77 times, I can't help but think, but doesn't that mean I'm just enabling destructive behavior? If someone breaks my trust repeatedly, isn't it foolish for me to keep giving them more and more chances to hurt me again? And doesn't Jesus also teach that there will be consequences for our actions, both good and bad? I know that I, for one, have struggled with these questions not just on an intellectual level, but in grappling with the real, messy, broken relationships in my life. For a long time, I've struggled to understand how grace and justice can both dwell in the kingdom of God. How can I be honest and act with integrity, holding both myself and others accountable for their actions, and protecting myself from unhealthy relationships, while also being forgiving and merciful? One day, not too long ago, my very wise spiritual director shared something with me that illuminated this whole confusing issue for me. She explained that a lot of my confusion stemmed from the fact that I was operating from a misguided definition of forgiveness. So let's talk for a moment about what forgiveness is not. Forgiveness is not swallowing your pain and never talking about it. Forgiveness is not letting someone treat you poorly. Forgiveness is not pretending like everything is fine when it really isn't. And finally, forgiveness is not reconciliation. This is important. Understanding that we can forgive someone without necessarily being reconciled with them frees us up to forgive those who hurt us while still holding others and ourselves accountable for our actions. This is how the dictionary defines forgive: to stop feeling angry or resentful towards someone for an offense, or to cancel a debt. And this is how the dictionary defines reconcile: to restore friendly relationships or to coexist in harmony. Can you hear the difference between those two definitions? Forgiveness is a personal choice that only I can make. When someone hurts me, the work of forgiveness is my own to do. It doesn't matter if the person who hurts me is repentant or remorseful or not at all. Forgiveness is my own gift to give freely. It's something I do within my own heart. Forgiveness means not seeking vengeance for a wrong done to us. It's deciding I'm not going to hurt you like you've hurt me. I'm not going to force you to pay me back so that we're even. It's having compassion for someone and empathizing with the reasons why they do what they do and moving forward towards reconciliation. Reconciliation, on the other hand, is the healing of the relationship between two people. So it requires the willing participation of both parties. So reconciliation often does require repentance or a change in behavior. It takes two to tango, and it takes two to reconcile. So to forgive someone is not the same thing as being reconciled with them, although the two are intimately connected. Sometimes, by the grace of God, two people or two groups both come from a place of forgiveness, and their relationship is healed and restored. Other times, reconciliation just isn't that easy. Last Sunday, I talked about Archbishop Desmond Tutu and his work in bringing truth and reconciliation to South Africa after the horrors of apartheid. That was in the 1990s, but just a few years ago, Archbishop Tutu and his daughter co-authored a book about forgiveness. It's called The Book of Forgiving. It's really good. In this book, the Tutus assert that there are four steps in the process of reconciliation. One, telling the story. Two, naming the hurt. Three, granting forgiveness. And four, renewing or releasing the relationship. The first two steps, telling the story and naming the hurt, are what we talked about last week. In order for there to be true forgiveness and reconciliation, we must first tell the truth about the ways we have hurt others and the way others have hurt us. The last two steps are what we are digging deep into today: granting forgiveness, step three, and renewing or releasing the relationship, step four. So Archbishop Tutu, following Jesus' lead, acknowledges that forgiveness and reconciliation are different, though deeply interconnected, things. They're two different steps. And the last step is not always a mandate to renew the relationship. The last step is renewing or releasing the relationship. Tutu recognizes that there are some relationships that cannot be renewed, perhaps because one party is not willing to do the hard work of reconciliation. And there are relationships that should not be renewed because they are harmful or destructive. For example, an abusive relationship or one that might lead you down a bad path to something like substance abuse. So reconciliation may look like renewal, kind of what we think of when we think of reconciliation, or it may look like release, like letting someone go in peace. We are all called to forgive those who hurt us. Jesus makes that very clear. But because we live in a fallen world, and because reconciliation requires the willing participation of another, reconciliation does not always happen on this side of eternity. Of course, it's a lot easier to talk about all of this than to actually do it. This is hard work. Mercy and forgiveness are not qualities that our culture values very highly. Revenge, payback, justice, these make for better blockbuster films and more thrilling television shows. But our holy scriptures tell a different story. In both the Old Testament and the New Testament, mercy is prized as the noblest of virtues. Our scriptures speak of the mercy of God, who loves us unfailingly and continues to reach out to us in love, even when we've turned away from him. And they call us to show this same mercy to others. According to Jesus, to show mercy does not make you weak, but in fact, a person's willingness to forgive or to show mercy is a measure of their strength. Perhaps Shakespeare put it best when he said, "Mercy is mightiest in the mightiest." So be mighty in mercy. Do the hard inner work of forgiving those who have hurt you. Name the hurt, tell the truth, and ask God to give you the grace to let it go. Then you can reach out to reconcile and heal those relationships if possible. I'd like to close with another quote from Desmond Tutu, who, if you haven't noticed, I really like. He says, "Forgiving and being reconciled to our enemies or our loved ones are not about pretending that things are other than they are. It's not about patting one another on the back and turning a blind eye to the wrong. True reconciliation exposes the awfulness, the abuse, the hurt, the truth. It could even sometimes make things worse. It is a risky undertaking, but in the end, it is worthwhile. Because in the end, only an honest confrontation with reality can bring real healing. Superficial reconciliation can bring only superficial healing." May we have the courage to seek this true, real healing and reconciliation. Amen.